It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AI set to disrupt the job market, impacting 90% of workers within a decade, says a University of Chicago professor. The AI ethical dilemma, Bumble's new features, and the risks of voice cloning in cybersecurity, and Circular Computing partners with Total IT Global to offer carbon-neutral hardware as a service. This is the Business of Tech. With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC, dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSBradio to learn more. According to Professor Eric Posner of the University of Chicago, the job market will experience massive disruption as AI becomes more prominent. Researchers warn that AI could impact millions of jobs, with up to 90% of workers having their jobs impacted and 9% completely displaced by AI in the next 10 years. Posner argues that there's no social safety net to protect workers, risk permanent unemployment, and that the emotional toll of not contributing to society could be significant. According to a survey by Adobe Analytics, more than half of Americans at 53% have tried generative AI. The survey also found that 82% of respondents believe that generative AI enhances their creativity and simplifies their lives. Gen AI is used for personal projects at 81%, work 30%, and school 17%, with tasks including research and brainstorming at 64%, drafting written content 44%, and creating visuals or presentations at 36%. Additionally, 41% of Americans expect brands to use generative AI to enhance customer service, and 58% report improved online shopping experiences. Why do we care? The insight we care about is levels of adoption and then layering on the potential impact. I'm not an AI doomsayer. I'm naturally an optimist. I'm also aware of that inclination. Posner observes the risks, and I don't disagree with any of them. I'll note that this was true before AI. So the question is, how much of an accelerant is AI going to be? For MSPs and IT services companies, the opportunity is to help customers with their customer service needs. Where will the appropriate places to inject AI be? That's the area to focus on. Let's talk AI use cases with a lot of ethical concerns. Bumble, the woman-first dating platform, is introducing a new feature called Opening Move that allows women to pre-write opening lines to send to matches, reducing the pressure of coming up with new messages each time. Users can either type a custom message or choose from pre-composed questions. The feature has shown higher reply rates and longer conversations during testing. The company plans to relaunch its app with new AI-powered features and potentially allow men to send the first message. An AI-generated voice message was used to trick a company into using BBC presenter Liz Bonin's likeness in an ad campaign without her permission. Howard Carter, CEO of Incognito, was tricked by an AI-generated voice impersonating the presenter, leading her to the unauthorized use in an advertisement. The scammer used a suspicious Facebook profile, voice messages, and a fake contract to convince Carter of the legitimacy, resulting in a £20,000 payment to a digital bank account. And according to the BBC, voice cloning technology has become increasingly effective and is of interest to actors and cyber criminals. The technology can generate a synthetic copy of a person's voice by replicating their accent, timbre, pitch, pace, and breathing. Voice cloning has potential commercial applications, such as translating actors' voices into different languages, but also poses security risks, as it can be used for cybercrime. Why do we care? Take a moment and consider the implication of Bumble's automation. Right now, this is pre-written by a human. How tempting will it be to add AI to that? I see the value of automation in a recurring task. Just ponder how tempting to over-automate it will be. Which leads to voice cloning. Who owns a voice? In lieu of actual regulation, companies should be transparent about how AI is used in their services, particularly when it can affect interpersonal interactions or when it involves personal data. This includes implementing robust consent mechanisms for the use of personal data, including biometric identifiers. The potential for voice cloning technology to be used in scams and fraud, as demonstrated in the Incognito ad scam, presents a significant security risk. Technology can be employed to bypass voice recognition systems or to deceive individuals in personal or professional contexts. Consider for a moment, are you and your customers ready to handle this? Circular Computing and Total IT Global are partnering to offer carbon-neutral hardware as a service to MSPs and IT consulting firms. The partnership aims to provide remanufactured laptops that undergo a rigorous process to ensure performance equal to or better than new, while saving on emissions and on costs. Customers can leverage certified carbon-neutral IT hardware that produces significantly lower CO2 emissions compared to new laptops. The demand for refurbished computers and laptops is expected to grow, presenting recurring revenue opportunities for MSPs and IT solution providers. Research suggests channel partners are addressing sustainability at differing rates across Europe, North America, and other regions, according to Canalys Research. Why do we care? This is a distinctive competitive advantage. This partnership not only addresses a functional need in terms of providing efficient and cost-effective IT hardware, but also taps into a critical ethical imperative by promoting sustainability. In Europe, where there's generally a higher emphasis on sustainability, MSPs might find a more receptive market for carbon-neutral offerings. Conversely, in North America, where the market focus is more on cost efficiency and technological advancements, the challenge may lie in balancing these priorities with sustainability. As the industry shifts towards more sustainable practices, this initiative could set a benchmark for how MSPs and IT consulting firms approach hardware provision. And that's why we care. Hey, software vendors, interested in supporting the show and getting recognized in a simple way? Want to try out podcast recognition, but concerned about the budget? Want to support the community and get credit for it? Want critical link backs to your website? Want access to me for answering your questions? The Business of Tech now has a Patreon supporter option just for you. Sign up at patreon.com/MSP Radio and get shout outs on the live shows, recognition on the Business of Tech website, and access to me for your questions and answers about what's going on in the MSP space for your organization. It's easy to do. Just sign up at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. So go out there and do a good deed. Have a question you want answered? We're taking listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on the Wednesday Live Show on YouTube and LinkedIn, 3 p.m. this week. And if you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out to me on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSP Radio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.